David, good morning. Appreciate the time as always.
Good morning, Chris. Good to be with you.
You as well. It's been a couple of weeks. I want to look back at the state of the state quickly because it seemed like to me, David, for the most part, a lot of bipartisanship in the chamber that night there on Jones Street during the governor's address. Is that goodwill sustainable or are we going to go back to business as usual?
Well, I think it's a different tone than we've had for the recent years, but you know, there are inevitably going to be battles. And I think you've seen the budget released by the governor has some points of contention. He's urged, for example, a pause in some of the tax cuts. That's going to be contentious. You know, we've got some bills on Jones Street that we can talk about that are going to lead to some battles. So I think the tone is good, and there are probably areas of agreement that they, the governor and the legislative leaders can work on together. But it's not going to be smooth sailing.
What's the timeline for the budget negotiations to start and ultimately get done?
Well, I think they've already started. I think we'll see them really play out in April and May. You know, Speaker Hall has got a more aggressive agenda for wrapping up the legislative session. He wants to do it by end of June. And as we've known, the budget battles between Governor Cooper and former Speaker Moore and Senator Berger sometimes lasted well into the late summer, early fall.
The lack of a veto-proof majority for the GOP, how much does that impact the budget negotiations and really everything on Jones Street?
Well, it does change things. I mean, it does give Governor Stein more leverage, and if his Democratic counterparts in the legislature stay solid, you know, the Republicans can't override a veto. So it gives the governor some room to operate on some issues. Teacher pay looks like it could be an issue. There's some other bills coming out, the DEI bills, concealed carry, constitutional carry. You know, they may be issues where the governor can exert some influence over the legislature. So I think it's going to change things on a lot of bills, but it doesn't mean that all Democrats are going to vote with the governor.
David, there was a bill that was introduced yesterday by Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger called it's going to be known as the Dave Act, basically a DOGE for state government, which would be under Dave Bullock, the state auditor's purview. What do you make of that bill filed by the Senate President yesterday?
Well, it's an interesting bill in that it's obviously modeled after what's going on at the federal level. The auditor has always been influential in North Carolina government because they have the power to look at almost everything the government does. This is perhaps giving Dave Bullock some additional responsibilities to recommend cuts, which would then have to be reflected in the budget. So it looks like it's going to be authorizing him to look for some savings, but it doesn't mean that necessarily the governor and the legislature will agree on those savings.
You mentioned the DEI bill, some of the other things that are working its way through the General Assembly. Are there other bills that have caught your eye recently?
Well, I mean, there's some ones that are interesting to look at. Obviously, the cell phone ban, that's an interesting bill. We've got people on both sides, kind of, it's an interesting coalition of people. We've got Wake County looking at its own ban and cell phone ban. The schools, they're kind of getting ahead of the legislature. You know, those are the big ones. You know, I'm sure that we've still got some time for more legislation to be introduced.
For sure. I do want to turn our attention to the federal level. The story out in the Atlantic yesterday, the Trump administration officials texting or messaged some war plans. What do you make of all that?
Well, it's incredibly sloppy. You know, I don't know what the impact will be on the people in the security apparatus of the federal government. It seems like, as we normally see, Republicans are kind of coming to defend Hegseth and Waltz and some of the other people. Democrats are attacking. You know, we were hopeful that, you know, the national security team that the president put together would be, you know, on top of their game with issues that involve national secrets. And this is just not a good start for the national security team.
What do you make of the state Senate race? It's still, it seems like, David, this 2026 race with Tom Tillis, maybe not a primary challenger. Who's going to challenge him in the general election? It seems like it's heating up quicker than most other races.
It is. I mean, it's getting national attention already with stories in national media outlets about the race. You know, every time Tom Tillis appears anywhere, he gets asked questions about it. The questions are about whether Roy Cooper will or will not be in the race. I just think it points to the significance of the race in terms of for Democrats trying to pick up a seat in a year that doesn't look particularly great for them right now, and for Republicans to defend their Senate seat. So it's one of those seats that's going to garner national attention, and that means tons of money from now until November 2026, and just lots of speculation on who's in and who's out.
David, as I let you go, what are we watching for in the next couple of weeks at the state level? Anything of note to point out?
Well, we're getting to the point where it's close to crossover, where we'll see probably a flurry of bills filed in both chambers because it needs to go to the other chamber. So I think they're getting very, very busy. And so as we saw, I mean, the bill you brought up that Senator Berger filed, he's not typically one who files bills, so it shows that there's a lot of activity going on down at the legislature, and I think we'll just continue to see that. Of course, there's still more to do in Western North Carolina. I always have to keep reminding my students that, you know, that's a long-term issue, and the legislature will be dealing with that.
Meredith College political science professor David McLennan. David, always appreciate the time and the perspective. Look forward to visiting again sometime real soon.
As do I, Chris.